good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And this program is your chance to hear from Fulton County leaders and professional experts and learn about the programs, services, and initiatives that all Fulton County residents can take advantage of to live healthy, prosperous lives in our diverse, growing area. So pour yourself a morning cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy Fulton Focus.
Good morning. I'm WCLK Public Affairs producer Rob Maynard. We've got an interesting program for you today on Fulton Focus. Later, we'll catch up with Fulton County Parks and Recreation to talk about what's available for you this summer now that school is about out. We'll also talk about Fulton's innovative Springdale Place transitional housing for women and children. And Erica Davis will have a few words about the Southwest Arts Center. But first up this week, we're going to talk about useful information for our most seasoned citizens. We're joined again on Fulton Focus by Sarah Hilton. Sarah is the division manager for the Fulton County Office of Aging, and May is Older Americans Month. And we have a lot of great resources amongst the elderly in our community. Sarah, thanks for joining us this morning to talk about it.
It's great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about Older Americans Month 2013. The theme is Unleash the Power of Age. Why is this theme important?
Well, this theme is more fitting than ever. Seniors continue to build and contribute to our communities, our workplaces, our neighborhood centers. And this year, we're really looking at encouraging seniors to continue to contribute and also use their skill sets to keep building our communities, making a better place for everyone. So this year, Unleash the Power of Age is really encouraging seniors and embracing seniors for all that they do for our communities.
I know that Fulton County has a lot of resources for senior citizens. Could you give us some of the highlights of Older Americans Month for this year?
Fulton County will be celebrating Older Americans Month through a number of activities. At our multipurpose facilities, we'll have a variety of activities, which include an evening of the arts, where we'll be celebrating local artists and their talents. Also, we're having a community day, which is intergenerational, bringing both seniors and families together for a wonderful day of activity and food and refreshments. We're also focusing on health, having a healthy living day and doing activities to enhance our physical health, our cognitive health, and our mental health. And in May, we're also taking the time to honor and celebrate our volunteers who have contributed countless hours to providing services for the community. And we'll take some time during Older Americans Month to celebrate volunteer appreciation. And one key event is we're having Senior University Day, where we're going to be featuring a number of keynote speakers who will be talking about a variety of topics that will impact the lives of seniors.
Again, we're talking with Sarah Hilton. She's division manager for the Fulton County Office of Aging. We're talking about Older Americans Month, which is coming up in the month of May. Senior citizens in 2013, it's a lot different than it was, say, 100 years ago. There are a lot of different needs and interests for senior citizens in this era than there were in previous ones, aren't there?
Yes, and seniors are more active than ever. They're taking their encore job, which is they're retiring from their 40-hour work week, and they're joining facilities. They're taking up another job, and they're really continuing to contribute to the community. They're also traveling. They're participating in fitness activities. They're giving back. They're going on missions. They're doing community and civic engagement. So seniors are more active and powerful than ever. And we definitely want to provide opportunities within Fulton County to allow them to continue to be active members of the community.
If you could maybe give us an idea of some of the classes and programs available that seniors might be interested in terms of maintaining their health and active lifestyles, and also serving their communities.
We have a number of classes offered at both our multi-purpose facilities and senior centers, which include fitness. They include cooking classes. They include art classes. They include Tai Chi. There's also a number of volunteer opportunities that I mentioned. But it's basically a day. Our centers provide a day of social activity and recreation and fitness activity to continue to engage seniors in the community.
So how does Older Americans Month seek to bridge the gap between generations?
Well, it's just a time during the year to celebrate and honor the contributions of seniors, and for all of us to be aware and celebrate what past generations have done to build a community that we all live and enjoy today. So, and especially during our community day, it's really providing that intergenerational opportunity for both seniors, families, young children to get together and celebrate one another and develop those mutually beneficial relationships.
Of course, for the Fulton County Office of Aging, every month is Older Americans Month. Could you talk a little bit about what your office is doing year-round for seniors, in particular the STAR line?
Our STAR line is our gateway to community resources and services. And for anybody, whether it's a senior or a caregiver or somebody in the community who needs more support and information on senior services, that would be the first point of contact. And that, and they would do a needs assessment with you or the person that you're referring, and look at specifically what it is the senior needs or the caregiver to help them age at home with the support services that they need.
And I can speak to this because my own late mother didn't want to do anything like this, didn't want to call the county to find something to do, and we kind of pestered her, and she eventually called and ended up going to a regular event at a senior center where they played games and had refreshments and sat around and talked, and she really made new friends that way. So if you're listening and you've got an elderly loved one or an elderly friend who's not too engaged in things, I can't encourage you enough to have them call the STAR line. That number is 404-613-6000.
Yes.
Just highly recommend that. I can state that from a personal standpoint. And also you can go to FultonCountyGA.gov for information. You pointed out something interesting to me, and that's talking about people volunteering. And, of course, elderly people have caregivers, and there are a lot of volunteer options. And I know in my own family, my daughter is involved with some outreach to various senior centers. Could you talk a little bit about what kind of volunteer opportunities there might be available and how somebody can get involved with helping elderly people in Fulton County?
Fulton County has a number of volunteer opportunities, which include anything from volunteer instruction. So if you have a specific talent or ability that you can turn into a class or workshop, we would love to have you at one of our centers. And those workshops or classes range anything from jewelry making to art to fitness to Tai Chi to piano. Any talent that you have or skill set, we would love to discuss with you further and see how you can contribute it to programs and services. We also have volunteers who volunteer in our Adult Day program, which is a program for individuals who have more complex care needs. So they may be more physically frail, cognitively challenged, and they're, you know, we're providing more one-on-one assistance, and volunteers are definitely needed for the day to help with the care of individuals who are attending our Adult Day program. And for more information, you can always contact our STAR line for programs and services, and any one of our multi-purpose facilities or 14 neighborhood senior centers for more information about volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, you might be surprised. Something as simple as playing a few songs on a guitar or reading a poem out loud, just something very little in your own life might make a huge difference to somebody who doesn't have an opportunity to hear those things.
That's correct, yeah. And any talent, we'd love to have you and join us in providing services.
Sarah Hilton, Division Manager for Fulton County Office of Aging. Any final thoughts on May as Older Americans Month?
I just want to encourage everybody in the community to celebrate seniors and take the time to thank them for everything that they've done to contribute to the wonderful community that we all enjoy and live in.
And with any luck, we're all going to be seniors someday, so keep that in mind. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us on Fulton Focus today.
Thanks for having me.
Did you know that Fulton County government is a great supporter of arts and culture in the community? The Southwest Arts Center is the first facility built by Fulton County solely for the arts. The Southwest Arts Center is dedicated to providing quality arts instruction and programs in a positive and creative environment. Here's what's happening at the Southwest Arts Center. The Southwest Arts Center and the Atlanta Dance Connection present the next episode, Volume 1. an evening of contemporary dance featuring the Atlanta Dance Connection Dance Company. Performances will be held on May 24th through the 25th at 8 o'clock p.m. The Southwest Arts Center Performance Theater is located at 915 New Hope Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. For more information, visit fultonarts.org. This has been a public service announcement from Fulton County in partnership with Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
We're joined now by Deborah Gober. She is a Clark Atlanta University alum. And she is also a client services manager for Springdale Place, which is part of Fulton County's Office of Emergency and Transitional Housing. And Deborah, thanks so much for joining us today on Fulton Focus to talk about it.
Thank you for having us.
About a year or so ago, we talked about Springdale Place. It was just getting ready to open. Can you tell us, for people that haven't heard, what is Springdale Place? How does it work?
Springdale Place is a women and children comprehensive center. It's located in the southeast part of town, about 5 to 10 minutes from the Atlanta Braves Stadium. It's a program for women with children, transitional housing. And why we are so different, I believe, from other programs is that we serve women with their children, to include children who are up to 18 years old, as long as they're in high school. We do a vocational piece, working collaborative with the Office of Workforce Development, and we do services, kind of one-stop shop with partners within Fulton County, human and health services such as mental health. We have partnerships with Oak Hill. We have partnerships with mental health services providers, partnerships with DHR and DFACS. And really, when women are trying to transition their lives to sustainable employment and sustainable housing, we want to look at the whole holistic piece and not just look at we need to find them a place to live. I don't think anybody wakes up one day and just says, wow, I want to be homeless. We look at that it might be that you are underemployed. So the vocational piece and job readiness piece can certainly speak to that. And we look at smart money, how to handle your money, how to plan. We look at healthy choices for nutrition once you get into permanent housing, on how to feed your families. So again, for us, it is kind of a one-stop shop place for women with children where we certainly work with them as they start a new journey for sustainable employment, sustainable permanent housing.
We're talking with Deborah Gober. She's a client services manager for Springdale Place, which is part of Fulton County's Office of Emergency and Transitional Housing. And for those of us who have observed the homeless situation in Atlanta for many years, there are a lot of more innovative ideas with regards to how to transition people from homelessness back into the mainstream, so to speak. And what strikes me about Springdale Place is the attempt by this facility to keep families together. Could you address that just a little bit?
I think it was by design. So often if families, specifically mothers, have had specifically male children who were older than 10, a lot of times they aren't allowed to be together. We think that the process, why should a family be broken up for that part? So by design, it's deliberately addressed mothers who meet program guideline. Their children can come in. We work with another collaborative partners through Fulton County, APS for school, where their liaison people work hand in hand with the mothers and the case managers to establish pick up and drop-off sites for any school that the parents want their children to attend. And I think that's a good approach. What mother would want to further be without all of her children, if possible, with her in one place? So by design, that has been addressed at Springdale Place.
And how many women and children can Springdale Place accommodate? And how does someone get into the process of maybe spending some time there?
There are several different interests. We screen through Gateway with APS in Fulton County, and certainly with defects there can call our number directly and speak with me, and we can do an initial phone screening, and from that we can set up an in-person interview, and from there we make our decision just based on those guidelines. Right now we have about 63 consumers, and consumers are the adult mothers with their children. We have about 89 to 91 beds. So we can hold building wise up to 150, and I think that's awesome. We do everything from feeding on site, 3 different meals. They don't have to worry about those kinds of things. Some women have had to come with their families through the night. So when they come from collaborations with different programs that we have through clothing them, I think that's very awesome as well. So again, it's really a phone call, and some of the numbers are protected, as you can imagine. But again, it's just out there, and we go from there once the contact is made through the setting up of a screening.
The whole idea is to help people transition back into permanent housing and some sort of financial stability and employment. How does Springdale Place help these women find and keep stable employment and handle their finances?
Wow. The Office of Workforce Development is actually housed in our building. It is a great collaboration. So the women who come in there can choose either the vocational piece or the job readiness. With vocational, they can choose from several hundred different career paths and get the training, get their certification, CNA, driving big rig trucks, to doing things in the health field and daycare field as well. But again, that's very extensive. Once that happens, then we work with the Labor Department, collaboration with the career advisor who's on site, sending them out to different interviews. And some interviews they know about ahead of hand, before the general public. So again, and preparing them with how to interview, life skill, how to dress for success. So again, just a total package, and having them not to just get a job, that might be within itself the issue, but to get sustainable income with growth opportunities above minimum wage, so that they can get into permanent housing and be able to pay all the bills, including the rental part of it.
Again, we're talking about Springdale Place, which is a really great transitional housing facility for women with children who are down on their luck, homeless, and that's not a permanent situation. And Fulton County's Springdale Place is working to improve their lives as part of the Fulton County Office of Emergency and Transitional Housing. We're talking with Deborah Gober. Deborah, on May 31st, you're holding a special forum for the women who currently reside at Springdale Place. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
And it's just not for the women who reside at Springdale Place. We have several other programs that address the homelessness with women. Eden Villas at the Dome, and Odyssey Villas. So all the women throughout our network, we're going to honor and just celebrate that their success, that they have become empowered through just being a part of the program, through the vocational piece, through different collaborations coming on site, through learning more about how to make better appropriate decisions on finance. And again, Destiny by Design is just going to honor them. We're going to have some great panelists who have had similar stories to just talk to them and to just give them a boost, but more so for them talking to us, a celebration of where they were in reflection perhaps a year ago. We have several success stories of women who have not only left our program and permanent houses, but some who actually have gotten employment with Fulton County government. So again, just a day and a luncheon of celebration to say that look at where you are, and it was destiny by design that you would have succeeded.
And if you could, maybe a little more detail, can you provide one of your favorite success stories?
Oh, well, there are many. I think I want to provide one on a client who, when I first met her, we do a community meeting on every Thursday. And this client came in a little late, and that got my attention, first of all. And she looked at me, and I kind of looked at her, and she says, well, this is going to be a wrap. And I said, well, what's the wrap? Well, what are you going to tell us, and what are you going to do different? And I said, well, first of all, I'm going to be a good listener. And I think that was my opening of my eyes on really on understanding that consumers and clients need to be when you're looking at what they're going to be doing, that they need to be the people who lead the train of sort on what they want the rest of their lives to look like. And that I think that our team basically just kind of coached them and keep them on track. With that said, she recently was given her own apartment. She had a son. And I mean, just an awesome, awesome story. So to see that happen within probably less than a year to date of her being at Springdale Place and her growth was just remarkable.
Well, a lot of people, all of us at one time or another, get knocked down in life, and sometimes it's not as easy to get back up. And Fulton County's Office of Emergency and Transitional Housing is helping Fulton County citizens each day get back up and become productive members of society. Springdale Place is a great example of this. Again, there's a special forum on May the 31st. For more information, I imagine you can go to FultonCountyGA.gov. Deborah, is there another website or another place you'd recommend people look at?
Certainly. Why not just give us a call at our office at 404-613-0412, and the people there will give you information about it.
Deborah Gober, Client Services Manager for Springdale Place, is part of the Fulton County Office of Emergency and Transitional Housing. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having us.
We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Tony Phillips. Phillips is the Assistant Director for Planning and Community Services with Fulton County's Parks and Recreation Department. And it's that time of year, maybe the saddest day of the year to some parents. School's about out and the summer is in front of us. And your Fulton County has a lot of programs getting ready to be up and running. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us, what are some of the upcoming Fulton County parks and recreation activities for the summer?
Well, you know, that saddest day of the year you were referring to is actually the kickoff of a really exciting slate of summer activities with Fulton County Parks and Recreation. And key in that is our Super Summer Camp program, which will be starting off on June 3rd and will be at four separate locations throughout primarily South Fulton County. It's a summer camp program that we've been doing for a number of years. And it's one of the key things that we look forward to each summer.
And who is that camp open to, and what will kids be doing at the Super Summer Camp?
The camp is open for boys and girls ages 6 through 12, and it's a really diverse camp. We try to keep the kids engaged and active. They can look forward to everything from, of course, games, sports, arts and crafts. We have a full-size swimming pool indoor. They'll get to swim several times a week. We take field trips throughout the summer. Stone Mountain, Pleasant Hill Beach, a number of places that we go to try to expose the kids to different things. We bring in different facilitators to speak to the kids, magicians, performing artists. And so it's a diverse, really active program. And it also includes breakfast and lunch served daily.
Wow, that's really good. So how do parents get their kids involved in Super Summer Camp, and is there a cost involved?
There is a cost involved. There is a weekly cost. It is $65 a week, and it is at four separate locations throughout South Fulton County. The Welcome All Park and Multipurpose Facility, which is on 4255 Willie Road. The number there is 404-612-4058. We also have a program at Cliftondale Park at 4645 Butner Road in College Park. That number is 404-613-3061. Burdett Gym at 2945 Burdett Road in College Park. That's 770-996-9145. And Sandtown Gym at 5320 Campbellton Road in Atlanta, 404-346-8360. All of that address and phone number information is also available on Fulton County's website under Parks and Recreation.
That's FultonCountyGA.gov. Look for Parks and Recreation. And you know, Tony, $65 a week, it's hard to feed a growing child breakfast and lunch for $65 a week. So that's really quite a good deal.
It is a good deal, and we think that it's something that's a good fit for a lot of the parents in Fulton County. Being a father myself, you're right, $65 is quite a bit of a good deal for parents with this type of program that not only includes a good price, but also the quality of the program. We take a lot of pride in making sure that we keep kids engaged and active, and hopefully at the end of the summer they've had a really fun, exciting program that gets them ramped up and ready to go back to school when it's time.
Now, it's not just for kids 6 through 12. You've got programs going on during the summer for teenagers and for adults as well, don't you?
Exactly. We've got an array of programs, and we try to be as diverse as we can in reaching out to as many families and citizens throughout the area. We have everything from Zumba classes. There's a full slate of swimming lessons available. We have professional lifeguards that can teach swimming lessons from all ages. We start as young as 3, going all the way up to seniors. We have water aerobics available as well, which is a really good exercise program that has grown to be really popular in the area. We have open play basketball in several gyms across South Fulton, which attracts a lot of our young folks. And so there's an array of different things available, and we encourage people to call and find out more information. We're constantly looking to expand programming and to try to meet the needs of our citizens as best we can.
And again, what you want to do if you're interested in following up on one of these programs this summer with Fulton County Parks and Recreation is go to the website, fultoncountyga.gov, and look up Parks and Recreation. We're talking this morning with Tony Phillips. He's Assistant Director for Planning and Community Services with Fulton County Parks and Recreation Department. Tony, I have heard some really great things about the Fulton County Tennis Program. Are you registering people for summer tennis camp?
We are doing that, and in fact, it will be taking place at the Fulton County Burdett Tennis Center, where the Peterson School of Tennis is one of our nonprofits that we cooperate with, and they are providing programming there as they have for a number of years this summer. There's a $40 registration for tennis camp, but they do an absolutely wonderful job in partnership with the United States Tennis Association. And actually, over the last year, we partnered with USTA and American Express to renovate the courts at the Burdett Tennis Center, which now includes a really unique feature. There's 36-foot courts. Now, what's unique about that is for years we've taught tennis to youth on adult-sized courts. And as you might imagine, when you're 4 and 5 years old, that's a little difficult. So the USTA has now come up with a new program that creates 36-foot courts, which are specifically designed for teaching youth. It's much more appropriate. It allows the kids to be much more successful at an early age. We do that in most other sports. When you play youth basketball, you play on a smaller court. Same thing with football. So now we're starting to move in that direction with tennis as well. The Burdett Tennis Facility has 6 36-foot youth courts, which are brand new, resurfaced, and ready to go. So there's a lot of opportunity there for youth as well as adults.
And we might have the next Venus or Serena out there that gets discovered at a Fulton County tennis camp.
We believe that's the case, and we're looking forward to that. And as that process unfolds this summer, and we hope as many people sign up as possible, we're also in the process of renovating the South Fulton Tennis Center, which is actually a 22-court facility located in South Fulton County. We hope to be done with that project late summer, and it will soon be available. It's going to be really exciting. There are 18 hard courts, 4 clay courts. It's one of the largest public tennis facilities in that part of the county, and we think it's going to really be dynamic once we finish that and get it up and running.
You know, we live in a time where it's hot in the summer, it's air-conditioned indoors, and every kid has got a smartphone or a Kindle, or they're online playing games with their friends. But, you know, there are a lot of reasons that we need to have our kids and young people, and everybody for that matter, just get the heck out of the house in the summertime, right?
You know, you make a really good point. You know, years ago, it was more common that kids got regular exercise simply through play. And due to the information age and all the devices you just mentioned, there's probably not as much of that today as we'd like to see. So we hope that Parks and Recs is a partial answer for that. We've got a lot of activities that keep kids out active, exercising. And as you know, there are health impacts long term for that. When you live a healthy lifestyle, when kids get adapted to playing and exercising and doing fun, engaging things at an early age, which keeps them active physically, it's just going to be better health outcomes for them down the road. And so, yeah, we think we can be at least part of the answer for that.
Well, whether you've got a young person age 6 to 12 that's a prospect for the Super Summer Camp program this summer, or a child or a young person or even an adult who wants to learn to swim or learn to play tennis, there are a lot of options with Fulton County Parks and Recreation. Again, go to fultoncountyga.gov and click on Parks and Recreation. Our guest has been Tony Phillips. He's Assistant Director for Planning and Community Service for Fulton County Parks and Recreation. Tony, thanks so much for sharing the time with us today.
Thank you so much, and have a great summer.
You've been listening to Fulton Focus, a joint production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK Public Affairs. Fulton County is your county at your service. If you would like more information about county policies, initiatives, or events, please call the Office of Communications at 404-612-8300. We're also online at www.fultoncountyga.gov, where you can subscribe to our Fulton Focus e-newsletter. You can become a fan of Fulton County government on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by typing in at Fulton Info. Fulton Focus is produced by Erica Davis, Rob Maynard, and Marky Lofton. Thanks for listening.